welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. We have a wonderful format with my longtime friend, Billy Roberti, and who has also edited my first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and that's my book on manifestation. Billy talks to me and asks questions about the ideas and subject matters that I know best, higher self, manifestation, and the Akashic Records. So stay tuned. We're in for a great show today. Billy,
hi,
welcome.
And this is Billy. Yes, hi. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformation teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups providing insightful information from people's guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. She wrote You Are the Genie in the Bottle and has taught that workshop. In fact, her workshop, her book was based on the workshop. She's been teaching that since 1994. Her students tell us their Genie workshop experience gives them all the tools they need to understand and apply the law of attraction. Maureen also teaches the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, and she's been doing that for over 15 years. She's released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba Meditation and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprise Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with information. Look to us to lead to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today we're talking about being prepared for changes. Boy, that's timely. And we invite you to visit Maureen's website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com to purchase Maureen's books, meditation CDs, and Aromandalas essential oil blends. Aromandalas has a new oil blend, Unity, which is so useful in soul retrieval work. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 800-930-2819, so you can call in to ask questions. So, Maureen, in your May newsletter, you called it Resolution or More Revolution, you write about being prepared for changes. What sort of things can we do to be prepared? I mean, are you talking about...
Look at what kinds of changes that we're really talking about. And there's lots of different kinds of changes. You know, we're seeing all over the world weather disruption that causes the power to go out or for people to be flooded and they can't get in their cars. Or, you know, in Canada there's a postal strike or was a postal strike. So there can be lots of different kinds of changes. And what would you do if something you relied on went away, even if it's temporarily went away? And so the answer is, you know, what can you do to be prepared? So some of the basic needs are water, for example. And people don't realize it, but if you knew that there was going to be a problem with water, you could fill up your bathtub, a simple thing like that. At least then there would be some water that you could drink if you got in a difficult situation. But more than that, you know, there's all kinds of things that civil preparedness will get you ready for. And that's another thing, that across the nation, the United States especially has a program for civil preparedness, and they have invited people to come in neighborhood groups. Now, from our vantage point at Heaven Sent, obviously we don't believe in putting scare tactics or frightening people, but at the same time, if you and your neighbors got together and had a disaster preparedness training from FEMA, which is what the organization is that does this sort of thing, at least then you'd know your neighbors, you'd know what was needed. And I will tell you there are two big solutions to how to be prepared. The first one is to make your higher self connection your best friend connection. And the second thing is know your neighbors and know yourself. So if you know your neighbors, and you look after them, then they will look after you. And this is what you want. You want to build a friendship with your neighbors and work with them so that if they get their needs met, you will get yours met. It's not always easy, but yeah, it's challenging, especially if you live in a city where you don't know your neighbors. Or, you know, maybe you live on a busy street and you really don't know the people around you. Make it a point to, you know, either pick up some cookies from the grocery store or make up some cookies and take them to the neighbors that you see. You know, you don't see all your neighbors all the time, but you do see some of your neighbors on a regular basis, either coming or going. And make it a point to say, you know, look, I've never ever met you. I've lived here for 5 years. I'm kind of embarrassed that I've never really gotten to know you, but I just want you to know that if you ever need anything, I'm here. And by the way, here's some cookies I made. It seems like a simple thing, but it's really important. People will care for you then.
So it's about making connections, especially emotional connections, knowing who's there, maybe pooling resources.
That's true. That's right. That's right. And that's another thing. You know, if you know your neighbors and you need to have something done, people pitch in. You know, I lived in a cul-de-sac for 15 years, and I knew the neighbor across the way from me very well, and he and I would chat on the street regularly. And he knew his next-door neighbor, and I knew my next-door neighbor very well. So we each, you know, kept the other people informed. And that neighbor that I didn't know very well, which was his next-door neighbor, was the one that called the fire department when there was a fire in my house that no one seemed to know about. I had a fan in the bathroom short out, put the insulation on fire, and so the smoke was leaking out of the eaves of the roof of the house. And my neighbor, who knew that I grilled out, it was Christmas Day, actually, the day before Christmas, I guess, he saw it and got up from his easy chair and thought, I wonder if she's grilling outside today. Walked around to the back of my house to see if I was out there grilling, because there were no lights on. And then he called the fire department, saved the house.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
I know. In New York, we have neighborhood watch groups that are even more so than that, but you don't have to go that far. Pay attention, right?
The other thing is, if you will make your connection with your higher self and really work on it, and I have so many people say to me, well, how do I know it's my higher self? And the answer is you don't. That's why you practice. And I had a lovely woman in a class that I did in Europe last week, and she said, well, I'm not getting it. You know, I'm not getting anything, and I don't feel like I've got my connection, and I'm not really sure. And I said, what do you do? And she said, well, I'm a flute player. And I said, so let's say I'm taking flute lessons from you. I said, what if I can't even get the embouchure right? And I'm just making these squawky, horrible noises. And I say to you, it's not working. What would you say to me? And she said, well, I'd show you some more, and I'd ask you to keep trying. And I said, precisely. You need to keep trying, and you need to not care. So for all of you out there, if you have not made your higher self connection, I urge you to do so. If you want a little coaching, you can call and hire me for that. If you want to read about it in a book, get the book called Beyond the Flower of Life and read chapters 4 and 5. If you want to listen in, we'll give you more information on how to do that after our break. I don't know if we're taking phone calls today, but if we have any, of course, we would be happy to take your questions. And how do you really know if it's your higher self, and how can you tell the difference? But there's
a couple of great things. And our number is 800-930-2819. So call in and ask us. Maureen is terrific at this.
Okay.
I find it amazing that so many people I talk to, and this has happened to me too, that we don't always realize that it's our higher self. And like we think it is, and we, well, nah, higher self doesn't talk to me. It's really much simpler than we allow ourselves to believe it.
Right.
And it's everyone's right, and everyone's within everyone's ability to have that higher self connection, right?
That's true. And I also encourage you that if you don't have enough, and you know if you have to get what you need, but you have to short your neighbor make sure your neighbor gets what he needs or she needs first. Because when you do that, they will look out for you later. They will be so grateful that you put them first instead of yourself first. A long time ago, I read a book called The Kinnevada, and the storyline is the community ran out of food. And the way they solved the food shortage was they required each person to feed someone else, but they could not feed themselves. So people didn't eat as much, but everyone got fed because they were looking after each other.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Do unto others as you would have done unto you.
So the higher self connection is pretty resourceful. You know, some of you know this story that I was in New York City the day before 9/11, and I was told to go home. This was before I moved here, and it's pretty remarkable to have very clear guidance and then to be able to follow it right on the money. So,
and that's nice to know. It. I know people who just seem to accidentally do something they didn't. They didn't mean to do it, and yet it ended up by being the perfect thing to do. Well, yes. It's time for us to break, so stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method and fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Welcome back. We're here. Billy's here. Are you here, Billy?
I'm here. Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about being prepared for changes. Now, if you've come in the middle of our discussion, you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, MaureenStGermain.com, by clicking on our News You Can Use link and choosing Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. And that website, again, is MaureenStGermain.com. And we have our listener call-in number ready for you, 1-800-930-2819. Please call in with your questions. Maybe you're wondering if you have a connection to your higher self. Maybe you're trying to decipher when it's your higher self and when it's not. Please call us in. Call us and ask us.
So when we were before the break, we wanted to give you an idea on how to get that higher self connection nailed down. And the answer is pick a time period, at least 45 days, and pick the date that that 45-day ends. So if today is the first of the month, then 45 days from now is a month and then the 15th of the month after that. The reason I ask people to pick the future date is because it's far easier to remember when something is going to end than it is to remember when did we start this. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. Pick a date and then decide for this time period, I'm going to practice at understanding the language of the higher self. So I recommend that people ask their higher self in meditation for a symbol or a signal and let that be your fail-safe. So you get a symbol or a signal. It can be a sound. It can be something you see with your eyes closed. It could be a feeling you get in your body on the left side or the right side. One of the funniest stories I ever had was a workshop that I did right here in New York, and I had a big group, and one woman reported that her left ear itched for her yes symbol. And then we got around the circle, and exactly halfway around the circle, the woman opposite her said, "That's what happened to me." And she said, "Well, then I didn't like that. I didn't think that was a big enough sign." So I complained and said, "You know, that doesn't count." So then my left foot started to itch. And I started to rub my foot, and I said, "What's with all the itchiness?" And then my whole body started to itch. And the woman across the way said, "That's exactly what happened to me." And so both cases, these women were getting a symbol that they didn't think was good enough. So then they got a stronger symbol. And when that wasn't good enough, they got a whole body itch. At that point, they both got it, both started to laugh, and laughed at themselves. And there's another story behind this story, which I would like to speak to in just a minute. Billy, remember to ask me about this. So you get some kind of a symbol or signal. Even if you don't get anything, you can train yourself to do that. And we can talk about that maybe if there's time. But let's assume you get a symbol or signal. Then you practice on stuff you don't care about. So if you're at a restaurant and two meals look good, ask your higher self. Higher self, which of these two meals is my highest and best good? Always use the word higher self. That's super critical. When you do, make sure that you ask in my highest and best good. We all use the should word all the time, and that's useful. But when you're asking your higher self, I highly recommend that you take a half a step back and really focus on the words and let your higher self show you. Then what happens is you'll get an answer. Now, initially, you won't be able to tell any difference, and that's the whole point. You're not supposed to keep track. But what will happen is things will start to congeal around the decisions that you asked about that didn't seem to be important. So, for example, your friend and you end up at a restaurant because one of you asked your higher self, and somebody else walks in that you both know, and you get to see this person that you hadn't even seen in months. Or maybe, you know, you're being told to cook a certain thing in your refrigerator, and it turns out that that's exactly what you need for the person who's ringing your doorbell that you didn't even know was going to come and see you. And there's all kinds of examples like this that'll start to pop up. And because you're making a commitment just to practice. Now let's go back to that flute player. Mm-hmm. I said to her, "Okay, so now I can get the embouchure right. That's your symbol or signal. Now, how do I play the notes?" And she says, "Well, you know, you start with this note. This, you know, this position means this note. This position means this note." So you begin to practice. And I could complain, "Well, I can't play my song yet." And she'd say, "Well, it takes time." And that's what I would say to you, dear listener. It takes time, but your devotion to practicing, to deciding that you have to find a way and you're going to press yourself and push yourself until it comes together, then it will come together.
So really, it's just like anything else. If you practice it, after a while, it becomes second nature.
That's right. So begin to look at things. Now, some of us are control freaks, and we have our favorite jewelry that we wear with this dress, and we have our favorite shoes that we wear with, you know, this outfit. And one day, a woman came into class, and she had a very unusual combination of jewelry and clothing, and one of the women was looking at her, just looking at her, kind of taking it all in, and she finally said, "Don't ask. My higher self dressed me today." So sometimes your higher self will play with you, and your willingness to go along is what will give you what you want in the end. And we're only talking 45 days. That's 6 weeks for something that you will have for the rest of your life. If you knew that you could learn a language in 6 weeks, if you would only start it and follow a process, you'd do it in a heartbeat. And that's what you're learning, the language of the higher self.
And that is the best way to guide us, because it's going from a level of seeing a big picture that we can't possibly see from our little ego selves.
Now, one of the biggest deterrents to getting this information or understanding it is judgment, self-judgment or judgment of others. And when we look at someone else and we have an opinion about what they're doing and we have a disapproval opinion, then that's what I'm referring to, that kind of judgment, not just an observation, but a disapproving observation, it locks down our ability to perceive from our higher self. So one of the fastest ways you can shut down your connection with your higher self or your angels and guides is to be in judgment of yourself and others. And so sometimes that takes practice, too, to step away. Mm. One of the most important things you can do, a simple thing, is to ask in the morning for a day of heaven on earth. We do this with you on the radio. Ask for the clearing of the judgments you have, if you know that that's in the way of your communication, and find your way through it. You know, we were in Hawaii when the tsunami came to Hawaii, and we did some very special prayers for Mother Earth, and everyone in my group stood there on the ground and held hands, and I said, "I'm going to go into my heart," and I moved my energy into my heart. And then everyone, move your energy into your heart. Now take your heart energy and move it down your body, down your legs, into your feet, and into Mother Earth. And then everyone could feel the vibration of that water moving across the ocean. And then we sent love through it to soften it. And even though they were predicting very high waves, like 8-foot waves, the part of the island where we were at only had 3-foot waves, and the damage was minimal. Now, I'm sure that we were not the only ones doing this. But imagine if every one of us, every time we hear of something, we say a little prayer for it, or we tune our attention to what could I do to help. And you'll find that your ability to sense when something needs to happen is right on the mark. Earlier today, I spoke with one of my students who has been getting a message to call his former boss. And he's just been busy and hasn't had a chance to call her. Yesterday, she lost her job. And I told him, and he agrees, that he got insider information, that his higher self was letting him know that she was going to need him, was going to need a friend to call on. So follow those little nudgings, because that, again, is your signal to the universe, I'm ready and I'm willing to listen.
Well, that sort of brings our show to a close. Next week we'll be talking about angels and how they can help you with these changes and about the different angels and their specific functions. As we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder, if you missed any part of this interview, listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.MaureenSaintGermain.com. You can download it on your iPod, on your computer, and listen to it whenever. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.